It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Today I have with me in studio Mercedes Morgan and Chris Henderson with USARA, and they've got a big Recovery Days event coming up. It's for the entire community, and we'll be talking about that. But first, we're going to kind of kick around, what is USARA? What do they do here in the community, and how can they help the people in our community that need their help? So Chris, Mercedes, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate the time.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for having us.
Mercedes, we're going to start with you first. Let's get a little background on USARA.
Yes, so USARA is an acronym that stands for Utah Support Advocates for Recovery Awareness, and we are a 501c3 nonprofit. We have 5 locations throughout the state of Utah and 1 locally covering Carbon and Emery counties. We are a recovery center, and we are available to anyone in the community over the age of 18 that is looking for any recovery support services.
And we talk about this every time you come in. I think it's fabulous because of the fact that everybody that works with USARA is in recovery in some form or another. And it's fabulous because of the fact that, you know what, you have been where these people that you're asking to come in and work with you have been before,
right?
And there and where they are. So that's right. That's enough. A fascinating thing about USARA that I love about your guys's, you know, program.
Right. And we're the lucky ones that somebody else paved the way before us, and we get to do that for other people today.
So, Chris, we're going to hop in and talk to you for a moment about Recovery Days. It's a big event. Had a lot of fun with it last year, and it's going on again. So give us kind of the details. When is it? When's it going to be? Where's it going to be at? All those good things.
So it's going to be on September 8th at the Peace Gardens. It's going to be from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m.
And we've got all kinds of fun activities and things planned. And this, you want the whole community to come out for this, right?
Yes,
anybody's
absolutely.
Invited.
Everybody that wants to join us, please come and join us.
Now, is this going to be an opportunity as well to learn more about USARA?
Yes, we will have information. No, we will have resource booths. We'll have some games, some bounce houses. We're doing a chalk walk. A lot of family fun activities.
So it's going to be fun for everybody. And Mercedes, let's get into, you know, kind of into the weeds on this and talk a little bit more in depth on this one. This is, as I said, it's for the whole community.
Right.
You're going to have all kinds of different resources. Are you going to have different organizations from around the community there with you as well?
We will, yeah. So we will have a resource fair at the beginning of the event where community members, people in recovery can come and find out what resources are actually available to them, because a lot of the time there's a lot more available than people realize. And it's about removing some of those barriers. So opening the event to the community is going to be a stigma reduction as well. And we're going to have free dinner for the first 200 people. We're going to have some snacks and desserts, some games. But something that we're really, really excited about is we are going to have the opportunity to give away a car to somebody in recovery. Thank you to J&N Auto.
And, you know, this is that's all you've wanted to talk about since you walked in here is
right.
The fact that you get to give away this car.
Yes.
And the thing about that is it could truly change someone's life.
Absolutely. It will change the trajectory of what the availability for someone to get to and from work or to and from getting their child to school, being able to do these basic life things that there's barriers in the way for them.
And you talked about stigma reduction.
Right.
That's why you're wanting to open it up to the entire community. Do you see at USARA and maybe, you know, some of the other organizations in our area that kind of deal with and help you guys out through different means and things like that.
Right.
Is that probably the biggest issue that we're facing right now?
I don't know if it's the biggest. It's definitely in the top few. I think that it's already hard enough for people. And so if we can just offer a safe place with some compassion, most people that are struggling know that they're struggling. And what they need is somebody to just offer a safe space. And that's a big part of what we do, because we've been there and we understand how hard that is.
And they just need the support.
Right.
And maybe that, right. Like you said, maybe that helping hand to guide them along
Absolutely.
The way a little bit.
Absolutely.
Now, this event, once again, is going to be for the entire community. But things like this don't just happen.
Right.
You've probably had a lot of help along the way putting this one together. So are there any of your community partners that you wanted to mention or give a shout out to?
Yes, absolutely. We are so fortunate to have the community partners that we do. We want to say thank you to Life Balance Recovery, Four Corners Community Health, Carbon Medical, the Southeastern Health Department, Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments, and the Opioid and Substance Use Coalition, and everyone else. Thank you.
And if anyone wants more information on this, where can they go? What's the best place to find more information on not just the event, but USARA as a whole?
Yeah, so our website is actually really easy to remember. It's myusara.com. And it will have all of our upcoming events, any of our All Pathways to Recovery meetings. Those do have some virtual options available for people that may be in Emory County or don't have public transportation to get them to and from.
So it's all right there. Once again, this is going down. Give me the date is September 8th, Recovery Day. What time are we talking here? One more time.
3 o'clock to 7 o'clock.
And you're going to be down in the Price City Peace Gardens.
Yes.
All right. So get the community, get together, come out, have a good time, bring your whole family. And if you need it, if you maybe know somebody that needs it, there will be information there to get people the help that they so desperately need. Chris Mercedes with USARA, thank you so much for taking out the time and coming in and talking to us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.